Today we are looking at the life of an influential Aboriginal man who has devoted his life to improving the lives of Indigenous Australians since he converted to Christianity in 1962. His name is Ozzie Cruz, and he is known as Pastor Uncle Ozzie Cruz. Ozzie was born in Orbost, Victoria in 1933 and grew up in an overtly racist community. Uncle Ozzie's family led an itinerant lifestyle, doing seasonal work and moving around the country, living in bark huts. When he left school at age 11, Uncle Ozzie worked in the bean fields, cut timber in the sawmills and travelled north on a boat to Torres Strait to work as a pearl diver. At that time he started drinking. He married Beryl at age 18. They had three children. After his marriage he continued drinking heavily. He says, "In those early stages of our marriage, I took her through hell because of the way I reacted to alcohol. In 1962, I was pretty well spaced out. I was an alcoholic." Uncle Ozzie was on a very dangerous downward spiral. Then, swiftly and unexpectedly, his life turned around. He went to a meeting in Sydney's La Perouse, where he was living, to hear an Aboriginal evangelist called David Kirk. He came under conviction that he needed to allow God to change his life and gave his life to God. The next night his wife also gave her life to God. She was an addicted gambler. Both of their lives changed radically. His son, BJ Cruz, says he just changed overnight. He stopped swearing, he stopped drinking, and he became a very peaceful man. From 1967, Uncle Ozzie became more politically active in Aboriginal rights, believing civil rights were more important than land rights. In 1968, Ozzie was involved in the early discussions that led to the founding of the Aboriginal Evangelical Fellowship, AEF, of Australia in Port Augusta in 1970. He became one of its 70 foundation members. In 1982, together with former Prime Minister Gough Whitlam and Michael Anderson of the Aboriginal Tent Embassy in Canberra, Uncle Ozzie visited post-colonial African countries to drum up support for a treaty for Aboriginal people in Australia. And he took his advocacy all the way to the United Nations and became a member of the World Council of Indigenous Peoples. Aboriginal Member of Parliament Linda Burney said that the lesson she can take from Uncle Ozzie is quiet leadership. It is that understanding that persuasion is not about thumping the table and yelling at people. Persuasion is often long and arduous, quiet and persistent, she said. Along the way, Pastor Ozzie has been awarded both an MBE and a Member of the Order of Australia for services to Aboriginal people, particularly in the areas of social justice, spiritual welfare, health and land rights. At the age of 85, he is still as active as ever, working tirelessly in the Eden community. He visits families in trouble, counsels inmates at Cooma Correctional Centre, is helping to build a youth camp, and ferries kids to his church. One of his biggest projects is championing a local wonder of the region, an ancient Aboriginal pathway called the Bundian Way, which stretches about 380 kilometres from the Snowy Mountains down to Eden's Twofold Bay. Uncle Ozzie sees the Bundian Way, which has only recently been rediscovered, as a symbolic pathway of peace. He hopes it will bring a lot of healing to the reconciliation process too. Ozzie believes that if God had not intervened in the lives of Aboriginal leaders such as himself in the 1960s, there would have been bloodshed and havoc in this country, as high-profile Aboriginal activists would have very easily taken the road of vengeance. But he said, "We chose the scriptures. They say, 'Love your enemies and do good unto those that would despitefully use you.' This was the approach taken by the Aboriginal Evangelical Fellowship from the start." Pastor Uncle Ozzie Cruz is a gentle Christian man who has been a leader of his people and a man of great influence for good. Christians made.